to Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been following along with our study of dispensations, you know that we've gone through 8 dispensations. I don't mean we've personally gone through that many dispensations. What I mean is we've studied about 8 dispensations, and the last one being the millennium. And now we look into eternity. Let me remind you, now some people would say, well, why would that be a dispensation? And by the way, this would be dispensation number 9. Why would that be a dispensation? Well, I remind you that a dispensation is how God works with man and man works with God. It takes God and man. Man is here to take care of God's economy. In other words, to take care of God's business, to take care of God's property. And in eternity, man will still be working with God. God with man and man with God. So that is a short definition of a dispensation, is God and man working together. Now, the millennium, we've studied that, and we've seen that the millennium will end. Well, how does it end? Well, the millennium ends. We are told there is no peace at the end of the millennium. Man has been given the best that man could have, could ever dream of having, and that would be in the millennium. Well, let me say this, the best that man could ever have would be to go to heaven, to be saved, and know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But in the millennium, man has had it made. Man has had the best of everything, but yet he turns on God once again. And we see at the end there is no peace. Satan is released. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 and 8, it says, "And when the 1,000 years are expired," that's the millennium, "when it ends," in other words, "Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." Remember now, the devil was placed in prison for 1,000 years. He was held there during the millennium. He had no influence whatsoever during the millennium. Anyone who says today, well, the devil did it, the devil caused me to do it, well, that will not be an excuse during the millennium. The devil will be in prison. He cannot influence anyone, that is, until after the millennium ends. And we see that the devil will deceive mankind once again, as he did in the Garden of Eden. And people will be misled by him as he lies about the truth once again, as he did in the Garden of Eden. What did he do in the Garden of Eden? Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5 says this, "And the serpent said unto the woman," of course the serpent is the devil, "he said to the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof," now remember, man was told not to eat of the forbidden fruit of the tree of life, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He was told not to eat of it, but Satan said that God knows that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. He said this to the woman, "and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Well, we see in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 8, it says, "and shall go out to deceive the nations." Now, once again, the devil deceived mankind, man, Adam and Eve, back in the Garden of Eden. He deceived the woman. And we know that Adam ate of the forbidden tree as well as the woman did, but the Bible says, "For as by one man sin entered into the world, and so death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." So that one man, because of Adam, man was plunged into sin. But thank God, Adam got saved. Eve got saved, and we know that because God provided to them the skins of animals. In other words, the shedding of blood. And this was a representation, even back then, that Jesus Christ would shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. And all those individuals who would receive Jesus as Savior, it was the same as though Adam and Eve had been clothed with those skins. Man today is clothed with a robe of righteousness because he or she has trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the devil, he led man astray in the garden. And then at the end of the millennium, we see in Revelation 28, it says, and he shall, well, it says, and shall go out to deceive the nations. This is talking about the devil. It says he's going out to deceive the nations, which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Now notice, even today, we see that there are deceivers in the world working for the devil. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, for many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is the deceiver and Antichrist. Anyone who says that Jesus Christ did not come into the world as Messiah, as Savior, they're lying. They're deceivers. Anyone who says that Jesus Christ was only a teacher, they're deceivers. Anyone who says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, they are deceivers. Anyone who says that Jesus Christ is not God and he was not God in the flesh, those people are deceivers. And we are to stay away from those individuals. You have many cults in the world today who are leading men and women astray because they are deceivers. They're deceiving people. What they say may sound good. It may make us feel good, but it is not the truth. If they do not confess that Jesus Christ has come into flesh, that he is the Savior, that he came to seek and to save those who were lost. That last part of that verse, 2 John 1:7 says, this is the deceiver with an antichrist. In other words, that person who refuses to accept Jesus Christ, to tell people about Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as Christ, as the Messiah, as the Savior, they are antichrist. The Bible says that they will have their part in the lake of fire, which burns forever and ever. Well, the millennium ends, and there is no peace at the end because Satan is let out of prison to deceive mankind once again. And we see that there is another war that takes place at the end of the millennium. Now, if you've been studying along with me as we've gone through these dispensations, you know that at the beginning of the tribulation, I said that there was a Gog and Magog, and there is. And I liken that to the First World War that this world has gone through, Gog and Magog. Once again, will be that was at the beginning of the tribulation. That would be Gog and Magog 1, just as there was a World War 1. Well, now we're seeing here as the millennium ends, there is a Gog and Magog 2. We read about this in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. And this, of course, number one is found in Ezekiel 39, verses 1 through 9. That's Gog and Magog 1. Well, Revelation chapter 20, verse 7, it says, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. Well, this is speaking of Gog and Magog 2, the second Gog and Magog. This is taking place at the end of the millennium when Satan has gone out and he leads people astray once again. He causes them to go against the Lord, to gather people together to fight the Lord. Can you imagine people going up against God? And we saw this at the beginning of the millennium, how that there was a war, how that the devil once again deceived people, and people went up against God, Jesus Christ, as he came back in his second coming. People actually thought they could beat God, they could beat Jesus Christ, but he destroyed them with the word of his mouth. He spoke the word and they were destroyed. Now, when I say destroyed, I don't mean that they completely ended. Their flesh was gone, but they were cast into hell. And we see that later on they will go into the lake of fire with the devil, the false prophet, and the beast. Well, John chapter 8 and verse 44 says, once again, man is going to rise up against God, because in John 8, 44 says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Any time the devil speaks, he's lying. He's leading people astray. And this is going to cause mankind, once again, now not everyone, but those who refuse to follow the Lord, they're going to rise up against the Lord, because the devil, if I could use the term, has fed them a bill of goods. He has told them certain things that's going to take place, that he is going to be ruler, whatever he tells them. Just as he said back in the Garden of Eden, that when he led Adam and Eve astray. Well, the woman was deceived, but the man willfully sinned. We know that. Well, the result of rebellion, well, the enemies of God are overwhelmed. In other words, they're devoured by fire from God. Revelation chapter 20, verse 9, the part of that verse says, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Doesn't mean they were completely destroyed. In other words, their soul, their spirit, they were alive, but not the bodies. The devil, the beast, and the false prophet are tortured with pain and anguish. According to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, there was no end of that. It says in that verse, in verse 10 of Revelation 20, and the devil that deceived them, that them would be his children, John 8, 44. That's anyone, any person who does not follow the Lord Jesus Christ, accept Jesus as Savior. It says, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. It's not going to end. Well, the false prophet and beast have been in the lake of fire for 1,000 years at this time, and they have not burned up and will still be there when the devil is cast in. There are people today who will tell you that the lake of fire is not true. If it's really there, they will say that they will burn up immediately. But the false prophet and the beast are there when the devil is cast in. They didn't get burned up. The real person, we'll say, did not get burned up. They all will suffer for an eternity in the future. There is no such thing as annihilation in the lake of fire. All who end up in the lake of fire will never come to be, but will die continually, being tormented with the fire that never goes out. Mark chapter 9, verse 44, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9, 46 says this, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9, 48, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. There is no end. The fire does not go out. They will live forever in eternal torment. When I say live, it's eternal death. They will constantly be dying, but never cease to be. They will wish they were annihilated. There is no annihilation in hell, in the lake of fire, tormented forever, forever, and forever. And I trust that you will not go there, that you will trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.